So for the second time in 2 weeks, Londoners are hearing these calls for calm and business as usual after a series of explosions on the public transit system. Joining us from London is Jonathan Friedland, senior correspondent for London's Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, you're by, what is it, the Warren Street station? That's the site of one of the explosions today. What's going on there?
Well, there's a big crowd, as you can imagine, of people wanting to see. There's a huge police cordon thrown all around the site of the station, and it's gone progressively further back as the police have asked people to back off and away from the station. The main street here, one of London's biggest and busiest shopping streets, Tottenham Court Road, pretty well closed off to cars. There's a few being let through, but mainly been closed off, and instead it's filled with people walking home. Instead of getting the tubes or the buses, they're having to walk home and sometimes take on huge distances to get back home, just as they did 2 weeks ago.
Isn't this eerily reminiscent of those attacks 2 weeks ago? Nick Childs just told us that these explosions went off similarly at sort of compass points around the main central station there in London. Again, three subways and one bus.
It does have a horrible, uncanny similarity, and that is exactly what's preying on people's minds here. Everybody says the same thing. I've been just interviewing people all around here, and they all say their first reaction was, oh, no, not again. The idea that it does seem perhaps a theory the police advancing is it might be some kind of copycat, a sort of poor man's imitation of what happened last week. But the fact that it does have this apparently similar characteristics, some question mark about whether that explosion on the bus really was what it seemed. Apparently there's reports that there isn't the damage on the bus that there should have been if there had been an explosion. But superficially anyway, it looks uncannily similar, and that's what's preying on people's minds. Several people telling me today that they had, first thing this morning, thought, is it safe to go on the tube? Is it safe to go on the bus? Wondering about it and then taking their chances. And this happening like this has confirmed in some ways their worst fears.
Right after the last attacks 2 weeks ago, many people talked about and wrote about the resolute British character and how people did continue on the subway and the buses and using public transit. But you have to wonder how long that resolute character can stand up. Of course, it stood up throughout World War II, but that was a long time ago.
I think that's right. The invoking of the Blitz spirit is a very big claim because, as you rightly say, that went on for 4, 5, 6 years and ended up with an astonishing figure of 45,000, I understand, civilian deaths. And so to be resolute under that pressure is rather different situation. Here, I think there's already some fraying at the edges of that resolution where people I've spoken to have been saying they're not going to go on the tube again, they're not going to go on the bus. They're going to improvise at different ways to travel to work. Many people cycling now into London, which hadn't happened before. A lot of people just walking and or else thinking of more radical solutions. I spoke to one woman who's worked here, born in Canada, but worked here for a long time, now saying she's talking to her parents on the phone and talking about coming back home. And I think there'll be a lot of that, of people who will think maybe they have to reconsider the whole way they live. One woman I spoke to said, you know, is this going to be our life from now on? And if it is, that's a pretty dismal thought.
Jonathan Friedland, senior correspondent for London's Guardian newspaper, speaking with us from London. Jonathan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Good to be with you, Alex.